Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the small town of Union, Missouri, lies a house that would come to be known by a name that echoes the terror of those who lived within its walls. The Union Screaming House, as it would later be called, was an unremarkable home at first glance, quiet, tucked away in a modest neighborhood. But what happened inside would forever scar those who experienced it. For one man, Stephen LeChance, and his children, it was a house that would turn their lives upside down, a house where they would encounter forces far beyond their comprehension. It was 2001, and Stephen LeChance was at a difficult point in his life. As a single father, he had been struggling to provide for his three children, while also trying to move on from the breakdown of his marriage. When he found the house in Union, Missouri, it seemed like a blessing. Spacious, affordable, and situated in a peaceful neighborhood, it seemed like the perfect place for a fresh start. But from the moment they moved in, the house would reveal itself to be anything but ordinary. At first, the signs were subtle, barely noticeable. The air inside the house felt thick and heavy, as if something unseen was lurking just beneath the surface. The family tried to settle into their new life, but there was an undeniable sense of discomfort, a feeling of being watched. Stephen and his children dismissed it as nerves, perhaps a product of the stress from the recent move. But soon, the strange occurrences became harder to ignore. It began with footsteps. Late at night, long after the children had gone to bed, Stephen would hear the unmistakable sound of someone walking across the floors above him. Thinking it was one of the kids, he would go to check, only to find that they were fast asleep in their rooms. There was no one else in the house. The footsteps continued over the following nights, sometimes pacing back and forth, sometimes stopping suddenly, as if whoever or whatever was making them was aware they were being watched. Soon it wasn't just the footsteps. Doors that had been left open were found shut, and those that were closed would swing open without warning. Objects began to move on their own, seemingly by an unseen hand. Chairs would shift, dishes would clatter, and the lights would flicker on and off without explanation. The children started to complain of strange noises, whispers that seemed to come from nowhere, and the sound of distant banging as though someone were pounding on the walls. Still, Stephen tried to rationalize what was happening. It was, after all, an old house. Old houses creaked and groaned, and faulty wiring could explain the flickering lights. But deep down, he knew that what was happening went far beyond the natural quirks of an aging home. And soon, things would take a turn for the terrifying. One night, the family was sitting in the living room when they heard it for the first time, the scream. It was loud, shrill, and blood-curdling, cutting through the silence like a knife. The sound seemed to come from everywhere and nowhere, all at once, filling the house with an overwhelming sense of dread. The children were terrified, and Stephen was left with the sickening realization that they were no longer alone in the house. The screams continued, growing more frequent and more disturbing with each passing day. They would come at all hours of the night, echoing through the halls and shaking the walls of the home. It wasn't just one voice. It was as though multiple people were screaming at once, their cries overlapping in a chaotic symphony of terror. No matter where the family went, the screams would follow, leaving them unable to find any peace. As the activity escalated, the house itself seemed to come alive. Poltergeist-like forces began to manifest, with objects being hurled across rooms and furniture violently overturning. On more than one occasion, Stephen would find that entire rooms had been rearranged while he was out of the house. The children began to report seeing shadowy figures lurking in the corners of their rooms, figures that would vanish the moment they turned on the lights. The fear in the house was palpable, growing with each passing day. The most terrifying incidents, however, were the physical attacks. On more than one occasion, Stephen felt an invisible force push him down the stairs. The children, too, began to experience strange sensations, scratches appearing on their skin as though clawed by something unseen, and the feeling of being watched so intently that it made the hair on the back of their necks stand on end. But the worst attack came one night when the family was gathered in the kitchen. Without warning, they were overcome by an overwhelming sense of terror, as if they were being suffocated by the very air around them. Stephen collapsed to the floor, unable to move, as an unseen force seemed to pin him down. The children screamed as they watched helplessly, unsure of how to help their father. It was the final straw. Fearing for his family's safety, Stephen made the decision to leave the house. They packed up their belongings in a hurry, desperate to escape the nightmare that had taken over their lives. But even after they fled, the terror did not leave them. The experience had left deep psychological scars. And for months after, the children suffered from nightmares, waking up in the middle of the night screaming in fear. Stephen, too, was haunted by what had happened, unable to shake the feeling that something dark had attached itself to them. After leaving the house, Stephen decided to investigate the history of the property, desperate for answers. What he found only deepened the mystery. Though there were no official records of deaths or tragedies linked to the house, previous tenants had reportedly experienced similar paranormal activity, but had chosen to remain silent out of fear of ridicule. Some locals whispered that the house had once been the site of dark rituals, though these rumors were never substantiated. Whatever the cause, it was clear that the house had a long history of strange occurrences. Seeking closure, Stephen reached out to paranormal investigators, hoping they could provide some explanation for what had happened. Several investigators visited the house, and many reported experiencing the same phenomena: disembodied screams, cold spots, and the unmistakable feeling of being watched. One investigator, after spending the night in the house, refused to ever return, claiming that whatever was in the house was far too dangerous. Over time, the story of the Union Screaming House gained widespread attention in the paranormal community. Stephen LaChance documented his experiences in his book, The Uninvited, in which he detailed the terrifying events that unfolded during his time in the house. The story captivated readers, many of whom were drawn to the chilling possibility that such a haunting could happen to anyone. As more people became aware of the house, paranormal enthusiasts and ghost hunters flocked to Union, Missouri, hoping to catch a glimpse of the infamous haunted property. Some claimed to have captured evidence of paranormal activity, including strange EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, and video footage of objects moving on their own. But despite the mounting evidence, skeptics remained unconvinced, suggesting that the experiences could be explained by by psychological factors, group hysteria, or even environmental issues within the house itself. But for Stephen and his children, the events that transpired in the Union Screaming House were all too real. The fear they felt, the screams they heard, and the physical attacks they endured left a lasting mark on them. Even after moving away, Stephen reported that the haunting seemed to follow him, with strange occurrences continuing to plague him and his family for years after they left the house. To this day, the Union Screaming House remains a subject of fascination and fear. Though it has since changed owners, those who lived through its horrors have never forgotten the nightmare they endured. Some say the house is still active, its dark forces lying in wait for the next unsuspecting family to move in. For Stephen LaChance, the house was more than just a haunted property. It was a place where the boundaries between the living and the dead blurred, where malevolent forces unleashed their wrath upon an innocent family. And though he has tried to move on, the memories of what happened in that house will haunt him forever. The Union Screaming House stands as a testament to the unknown, a place where terror lives just beyond the threshold, waiting for the next victim to cross its path. Whether one believes in the paranormal or not, the stories that have emerged from this unassuming house in Union, Missouri, continue to raise questions about the true nature of the forces that lurk in the shadows. For those who lived through the nightmare, the screams never really stopped. They still echo in their minds, a chilling reminder of the darkness that sometimes resides within the walls of an ordinary home.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.